One afternoon, I learned that Shojiro would attend a party later that evening at a tea house in the geisha district of Pontocho, on the other side of the river from Gion. I heard this bit of news while preparing a tea ceremony for a group of naval officers on leave. Afterward, I rushed back to the Okia, but Hatsumomo had already dressed and snuck out. She was doing what I'd once done, leaving early so that no one would follow her. I was very eager to explain to Mameha what I'd learned, so I went straight to her apartment. Unfortunately, her maid told me she'd left a half hour earlier to worship. I knew exactly what this meant. Mameha had gone to a little temple just at the eastern edge of Gion to pray before the three tiny Jizo statues she'd paid to have erected there. A Jizo, you see, honors the soul of a departed child. In Mameha's case, they were for the three children she'd aborted at the Baron's request. Under other circumstances, I might have gone searching for her, but I couldn't possibly disturb her in such a private moment, and besides, she might not have wanted me to know even that she'd gone there. Instead, I sat in her apartment and permitted Tatsumi to serve me tea while I waited. At last, with something of a weary look about her, Mameha came home. I didn't want to raise the subject at first, and so for a time we chatted about the upcoming Festival of the Ages, in which Mameha was scheduled to portray Lady Murasaki Shikibu, author of The Tale of Genji. Finally, Mameha looked up with a smile from her cup of brown tea. Tatsumi had been roasting the leaves when I arrived, and I told her what I'd discovered during the course of the afternoon. "How perfect," she said. "Hatsumomo's going to relax and think she's free of us. With all the attention Shojiro is certain to give her at the party, she may feel renewed. Then you and I will come drifting in like some sort of horrid smell from the alleyway and ruin her evening completely." Considering how cruelly Hatsumomo had treated me over the years and how very much I hated her, I'm sure I ought to have been elated at this plan, but somehow conspiring to make Hatsumomo suffer wasn't the pleasure I might have imagined. I couldn't help remembering one morning as a child when I was swimming in the pond near our tipsy house and suddenly felt a terrible burning in my shoulder. A wasp had stung me and was struggling to free itself from my skin. I was too busy screaming to think of what to do, but one of the boys pulled the wasp off and held it by the wings upon a rock, where we all gathered to decide exactly how to murder it. I was in great pain because of the wasp and certainly felt no kindness toward it, but it gave me a terrible sensation of weakness in my chest to know that this tiny struggling creature could do nothing to save itself from the death that was only moments away. I felt the same sort of pity toward Hatsumomo. During evenings when we trailed her around Gion until she returned to the Okia just to get away from us, I felt almost as though we were torturing her.